Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on major for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media. Just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your...
Hello.
Hey.
You know, this is the Phil and Bill show, but Bill's got some problems, some family issues going on, so I gotta be here for a little bit. But, We'll carry on. But I got the paper today. And I don't know if you heard about those Google glasses.
No, I haven't.
Well, they're computerized glasses, and they connect people to the internet. This chick was driving with them on. Got pulled over for speeding. He gave her a ticket for the glasses. So basically, like California, if they catch you on the cell phone, it's going to count as a point on your license now. After the New Year. Yep. And let me go to page 7. When they contacted CHP, all they said was yes, the citation was written. Anything else. And glasses connect to an internet via Bluetooth, like link to a smartphone. They're voice controlled and can perform tasks such as checking email or displaying maps. Google said in a statement, as we made clear in our help center, explorers always use glass responsibility and put their safety and safety of others first. Built to connect you more with the world around you, not distract you from it. She was cited for speeding and violating California Vehicle Code, Section 27602, which basically says drivers can't view television or video signals while driving other than dashboards, navigation systems, backup cameras, and the like. It could be an open invitation for a baby to fight the ticket. After a baby posted the ticket on the Google Plus social network, several people commented that Google Glass is no different from an onboard navigation system, which is exempt from the law. At the very least, this will make a very interesting legal type conversation If you're not using it and you're only using it for GPS, it should not count, in my humble opinion, and they can't prove that you weren't using it other than purpose in GPS. And a lawyer named Robert Punta, who works on traffic cases, agreed that there's no communication going on. And that I would believe that same as GPS device or heads-up display on your windshield, which I know some vehicles have. If she fights the ticket, it may come down to what was said between her and the officer, who may have taken detailed notes. Betty says she has been contacted by attorneys and probably going to take one of, that's for sure, take up one of the offers. In a public question and answer post on its website about Google Glass, the company notes that most states have passed laws limiting the use of mobile devices while driving. Read up and follow the law, the company said. Above all, even when you're following the law, don't hurt yourself or others by failing to pay attention to the road. So it's the same for bicycling. Whether or not any laws limit your use of glass, always be careful. I guess somebody got run over on a bike wearing them too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, you know, here, they're going to make it to where illegal immigrants can get a driver's license. For the love of God, I do not understand that.
Yeah.
And then, oh, that thing that I sent you last night. Okay. Now, here is a story of a gentleman that had posted about American going to be a police state or something. Okay. Now, what happens 24 hours after he made a post or made a comment on a post in regards to that effect, all of a sudden he's being interrogated. And they have his whole entire file from day one of being on Facebook, everything he's posted, his wife's information, family's information, everything in the folder.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like he was doing anything wrong, except he made a comment.
Uh-huh.
But that was enough to put the heat on him. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
It definitely is. You know, and now there's problems with us and, well, not us, but I mean the government here and with other countries because of how much they've been listening and activities in other countries and the phones and everything else. How much more ridiculous is this going to get? I thought it was only supposed to be here. I didn't know that they were going to be doing in different countries that,
yep,
like they do here.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's just like whatever I tell you happens in Australia, goes to Canada, and it comes here.
Right.
And they're going through some shit in Australia.
Oh, well, you know, I see posts on that and stuff of that nature. And, you know, are they trying to get to a point to where it's going to be illegal to operate a motorcycle? Because that's basically what they're trying to do.
Well, so far their national strike force has cost $64 million. Who's going to pay for that? Especially when bike sales plummet and related businesses all start to feel the pinch.
Right.
Employment starts to creep up and tourism starts to suffer. Oh, yeah, it's easy. Herr Newman will put in a few more casinos. Now, that's got to be the worst social disruptor ever. Decided to say goodbye to their family home next.
Right.
You know, because over there, the government has forgotten the history and culture of its own people. You know, like number one was the Eureka Stockade. We'll stand and fight for our rights regardless of the odds. Number two was a guy named Ned Kelly. The government made him an outlaw. He died a hero of the people. Still regarded as a hero, an eternal symbol of freedom. Waltzing Matilda, a real Aussie, would rather die than be beaten by the government. So hopefully this will all end before another example is created.
Yeah, but unfortunately, examples are being set on both sides. And the side that isn't winning are the ones that are speaking up or making a stand. How far are they winning? You know it, and I know it.
This video...
Hang on. They sent me one that said from the 35-minute mark, so see what happens.
Okay.
They would be colluding on strategy. In fact, you could imagine some of them...
They had a new $4 bikini. Their sales were up 22%. People care more about prices than they do about dead workers.
The third...
Then issues management.
It's actually a pretty good
experimenting thing to do.
You can make ads with the safety of knowing they'll never be used anywhere else. Our favourite holidaying star is Nicolas Cage, who has channeled his personal madness into a series of pachinko parlour ads, each one more overacted than the last. To be fair to Nick, they're so terrible, they probably belong in the best celebrity endorsements of all time. We'll see you next week.
I love all of Japan. I love sushi. I love Mount Fuji.
Classified as M. It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over. This video has been classified as M. It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Ain't gonna do it. But yeah, whatever happens there is gonna happen here.
Right. Well, that's with anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You know, they got another thing. Like, if you want to ride a bike there. Yeah, you have to, it's a hotline to advise the police if you ride. Motorcycle riders are not allowed to ring police hotline number if they want to ride in groups of three or more in peace, which I've heard that's coming this way too. You can't ride more than three in a group. No more group rides.
You know, here, I think it's starting effective either January or come spring. Anybody that rides a bicycle will have to have have to get a license, or, you know, you have to have a certain type of permit for it. You have to spend $25 for a darn thing in order to ride a bicycle in the city of Chicago.
Right. Yeah, I heard a bunch of stuff like that. But this one is, you gotta call the cops and tell them where you're at. It's a prosecutorial, police minister Pat Dempsey, Minister Ian Stewart, and Task Force Maxima. The hotline idea is insane. In essence, we riders have to take action to protect ourselves from the police. Is this what they really want it to be? Getting crazy.
So in order to ride there, say if A, B, and C want to just take a casual ride, not doing anything, not flying anything, just wanting to go for, you know, cruise down a country road or something, they have to call them for, or let the police department know?
Yeah, if there's three people, you got to tell them how many people are riding with you.
Yep. I think it's a little over the top myself, but that's the way it's going to happen.
Well, no, I understand that, and I get that, you know. But like I said, unfortunately, I don't see a change coming. You know, because they're talking next month. I know this is going in a different direction, but I mean, it's just in regards to ridiculous things that are coming next month in New York. For they're expecting and going to have supposedly people for to come in for rioting because they're going to be decreasing people's food stamps. And they expect a lot of problems.
You know, it's just like I've been telling you all along. A lot of these police departments are getting armored vehicles. For what? Is what you're talking
about? I don't
know. No. I mean, you know, I can see it's a police state. You know, and the next thing, and then we'll be jailed and fined for this thing for a ride.
Right.
No. You have to get a government pass to ride and own the motorcycle. That makes sense.
Well, no. None of it makes sense.
No.
But they're going to do what they're going to do. And, you know, anybody that is going to go against it, they're in for a surprise as well.
Oh, real quick. Supposed to call somebody so they could be on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
I'm just talking about all this shit that's going on in Australia.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
Well, if you want to ride in Australia, you're going to have to ring the police and first to ask for permission. Make sense?
Keep going. Let me hear more.
All right.
They're starting to screw it in me already. I can't get to it. Hold on. There we go. They're going to make a hotline that you have to advise the police or you're right. Wherever you go, you're gonna, if there's three or more of you, there can be no more than three people.
Okay.
And
is that the same the same policy as three people standing on the street corner?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
And if you're going to ride with two or more, you know, ride with more than two people, you got to call them and tell them.
What?
Tell them you're going to have three people when you ride. Then you're going to get fucked with.
They're trying, they might as well just abolish riding altogether. You know, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
So.
What they're trying to do, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know. Next, they'll be jailing and fining them for not registering for a ride.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Can they, well,
they're
obviously
doing
they
it.
Can. I was going to say, can they even do that? But they are, so, you know. That's
I mean,
crazy.
So much, yeah, so much for being innocent until proven guilty.
No, I know on smaller islands, you know, Bermuda in particular, they don't allow you to have big motorcycles. You can only have one of them little scooter things. But Australia is cute.
Yeah, Harley's coming out with a little scooter thing.
You know, every time I see them scooters, I laugh. I just laugh. I don't know, man. I could never drive one.
Hey, to me, I don't care what it is as long as you ride it.
Yeah, I know. I ain't driving no scooter. Sorry. I call those things half a motorcycle. We got, like, speed demons in the city. Little scooter, let's ride 10 in a bunch and create havoc with the traffic. Yeah, no.
No.
It's all the young. Some people are okay, but, you know, majority of the ones cruising around on them things are up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like tonight there was hot. Anybody on the streets anywhere.
Well, here's a guy out of Vegas.
Yeah.
His name is Steven Stubbs. He has right here. He came out with a video not too long ago.
What makes Harry Kipp
why
so popular
with drivers? Why with the sponsor messages? What the fuck? I have no sponsors. They got to try and stick him in there. Let's see. Yeah, last night they jammed me up.
Yeah. And they're messing with you again, huh?
Here goes the, here's the video.
Members are misunderstood and they are being unfairly targeted.
Hold on. Now, you guys know that this is the fucking Pirates of the Caribbean. Again? Just knocked it
damn.
Off. Yeah, they just, hang on. Anyway, this thing here is for all clubs. Doesn't matter who it is. We're not here to hang on this one or that one. Just to give everybody information.
Right.
Here we go.
Notorious Mongol Motorcycle Club says its members are misunderstood and they are being unfairly targeted by police. Stephen Stubbs has launched a $12 million lawsuit on behalf of the club and several others in the US He claims the bikies are simply members of a club, not a gang, and they're victims of police profiling. But with a reputation as the most dangerous club in the United States, its recent rapid expansion to Australia has authorities on edge. And lawyer Stephen Stubbs joins us now from Las Vegas. Stephen, good morning. Thank you for your time. How do you think members of the Mongols are being unfairly targeted here in Australia?
Well, first of all, they're a motorcycle club. They're not a criminal organization or a gang. They're not organized crime. They're a motorcycle club. And I think they've been unfairly targeted by police organizations, and specifically U.S. organizations, has spread some pretty nasty rumors about them that's not true.
Okay, the Mongols website, they themselves claim they are, quote, the baddest 1% of motorcycle club known worldwide. Doesn't that contradict your claims that they're simply a club, not a gang?
Not at all. They didn't call themselves a gang. They called themselves a club.
Yeah, but why do they say they're so bad?
They are bad. Well, maybe this is semantics, but bad in the U.S. means, you know, tough and it's not that they're horrible people. I mean, they're bad. It's a slang term.
Okay. So bad means cool.
Bad means good. Michael Jackson, you know, said that.
Bad means good. Okay. All right. Look, police in the state of Queensland here in Australia have allegedly been threatened by the local chapter. How do you account for that, Stephen?
You know what? I hear rumors all the time. Just last year, we had all these rumors about shoot-on-site orders, and we have evidence that those rumors were actually circulated by the police, and the police knew they were false. And so until I see some evidence, I don't believe any of these rumors. I don't trust the source.
So can you guarantee that Queensland police and their families are safe as the lawyer representing this motorcycle club?
I can guarantee that I know the Mongols very well, and I can guarantee that my family is safe with their families. We spend time together. We spent last 4th of July together. They are a motorcycle club, and I'm glad to call them my friends, and I'm glad to represent them.
Okay. Stephen Stubbs, we thank you for your time. Here is Koshy.
That was from Australia. But you read between the lines, everybody's getting...
Yeah, no, I understand the point clear across the board. What happens with, like you would say, what happens with one end is going to happen to the other end and vice versa. And it's all it's going to do is set this precedence for what's to come in different areas of the world, you know?
Let me lay this reminder on. Because somebody said the other day, I only said it once. I might say it two or three times from now. But some of you may have heard that there has been tickets given in Oceanside, mine and Bill's hometowns, for illegal helmets by an officer Moran over the past couple of months. Terry Jacobs, president of the Graveyard Gamblers and unit commander of the U.S. Defenders of San Diego, has been working with Mark Temple from Bolt, as well as the rest of us from Bolt, on legal process needed for these tickets. Oceanside PD papers, she has delivered many papers to Oceanside PD, and now with three more on Friday and one this morning. If you have received a helmet ticket at Oceanside, please email me. You can get my email off the show page. So we can get you the information on how to fight the ticket. But it's coming out day after day, more and more.
Yep, pretty soon there's going to be, they're going to try to do away with it, guaranteed. And look at all the stuff that they're, like, cracking down on the riders about. You know, they make it almost unbearable to be able to ride, because you need this, you need that, you have to do this, you have to do that. It's like they're taking the
joy. Have you ever seen that one guy on a BMW motorcycle that wears a vest? Reflective pants, the helmet with the big reflective tape on the back.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to add to you, watch.
They have ones like that here.
I remember I said it. You're going to see it.
You don't see it often, but you have. I've seen it. So it was odd. But he's his own.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to see it more and more all the time.
But it's, oh, it should be up to the rider, not anybody else, to say helmet, no helmet, wearing reflective gear, not wearing reflective. It's, what is the rider then, what is their purpose on the ride?
Exactly. Is, you know, this, like I say, point A, where are you coming from? Point B, where are you going? I don't have to tell you.
All right. Did you know that a gallon of milk is going to go up to $8 a gallon here?
You know, I saw a thing when I was, there. Cigarettes are going to go up to $15 a pack.
That's Cook
insane.
County. That's Cook County. Crooked County.
Yeah, because the city doesn't have any money, so how do you think they're going to get it?
Yeah.
What did they
but
start
you know
doing
what? Everybody's still going out of the county to get them. It's cheaper.
Yeah, well, Indiana's a non-tax state. Christ, when I lived in Michigan, everybody went over the... And I lived right on the state line, you know. Everybody
people
went over.
Here.
You know,
yeah.
That shit, that's ridiculous.
But, you know, if a gallon of milk goes up to $8 a gallon here, how long do you think it's going to be before it hits everywhere else?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like here in California, okay? I got a guy sent me a, he's got a website called lanesplittingislegal.com. And basically, there's a bill, it's Senate Bill 350, and this guy says it's good for now. Let's see. Active unbacked bill profiling motorcycle riders, and which here was passed to, there's no profiling. They're doing, they've circumvented anyway. Because they call them safety checks. And they got a Senate bill for the lane splitting, which they say, this guy says is very much alive. And it's not true.
Well, I heard there was some place in California, a car got pulled over. It was some kind of check. And the guy had multiple camera gear in his car. They smashed out his window and took out all his, they confiscated his cameras.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wow. How crazy is that?
Exactly.
It's going to be NWO. Soon enough, it's all going to go that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I for those that don't understand, New World Order is NWO. Because to me, like this, okay? Their first line of defense is the military. Second line of defense is the police. Third line of defense, I thought, was veterans. Who comprises most of the motorcycle clubs?
Vets. There's a lot of vets in the MCs. Or just independent riders. There's a lot
of
vets.
Exactly.
I just got a combat vet shirt the other day. You know?
They just don't know
that.
They just don't know what to do with the whole motorcycle situation, so they're going to do what they can, and that will be take the bikes away. And
or
then they
abolish,
can.
Right, abolish what they can.
Yep, because then they'll try to be in control of the situation. And what it is a goddamn power struggle.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Oh, did you hear about the new position with Snowden?
Go for it.
They are giving him, they're allowing him to have a position in a confidential, like, computer thing in Russia. He will have a job similar to, like, here in the States, but not in the aspect of spying. Crazy. But the sad thing is, if that kid ever came back here, they'd kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And for what? Because he told people it was taking place?
Yeah.
But you cannot rise up against anybody. And at some point, martial law will come. Everything will come in place.
Well, here, check this out. This is a video.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see that other thing I sent you today? That was crazy. That was whacked. And that was a retired military person stating what was coming. Now, look at the border. Okay, you've seen the border signs, have you not? Because you crossed border, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, is it stated in English, in Chinese, and there's another language?
Every language.
Is there three languages on that sign?
It's stated in every language.
Okay, in every language. Okay. So, do you realize that the Chinese pay $50,000 to come in illegally? Now, that's being told by the military. And did you know that they're the worst of the terrorist-type people that were held here? There were so many, I want to say like 2,000 of them, were set free. And it's classified information on where their location is at.
All right, well, you know, right now, just came out today. Right now, the Department of Justice says the U.N. Treaty trumps the U.S. Constitution.
Okay.
You hear what I said? The Department of Justice says the U.N. Treaty trumps the U.S. Constitution.
That means the U.N. has law over the Constitution.
That's correct. Because right now...
So that means then what the UN says is going to go.
Well, maybe
basic.
You...
Well...
Maybe to you, not to me.
You know what I'm saying.
I know.
You know, I'm meaning that in a general aspect, not, you know, okay, you're not going to abide by it and I'm going to kiss her ass. You know, I get what you're saying, but again, like I said,
it's just like you said. Okay, they're gonna have a lot of conflict with the plan
food stamp cards.
Right.
And they're also going to try the unconstitutional UN Small Arms Treaty.
Right. And they're also wanting the police in regards to going to individuals' homes, every individual home, and confiscating weapons.
That's
any kind of guns. And if you don't want them in, they're coming in.
Well, you know,
okay.
Since he got elected this time, for the last couple of years, you know, he's been getting rid of a lot of generals.
Yes.
Because at least they're giving the military, they're asking them straight out, could you fire an American citizen?
And do you know how many of them say no?
All of them. That's why
they won't
not
do it.
But they don't have
exactly.
a job number.
Exactly.
But
there
relieved.
Will be ones out there that will, because you know why they took that oath. And no matter how long it is, they took that oath.
I took that oath. It says to defend the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
Not to
shoot the American citizens, because the government says so.
Not me. They won't see me. I won't do it.
Well, no. I mean, they just put it out there. You know, if you don't surrender your weapons, you will be arrested. Okay, well, guess what? How many people are going to be arrested? A lot.
That's
because
true.
They're going to say, oh, no, this is my right. Well, no, they don't understand. Your rights are gone. They've been gone.
You know, it's crazy.
I mean, they'll bust your doors down. They don't care. They don't care.
Well, you know,
they're
okay.
out to do a job, and FEMA is still doing camps, making camps. And why are they allowing the IRS to be armed?
Exactly. I told you they bought 740 million rounds.
I know, but for what? What's the IRS going to do? Are they going to come knocking on the door? They're claiming
Well,
that.
I remember when Obama was given a Nobel Peace Prize for inspiring hope. And look
hope
at the
for
direction.
What?
Is this what you were hoping for? I don't think so. I wasn't.
No. Well, that's like with the Obamacare. The Obamacare at this point, for one, a lot of people can still not get into the website. And for the ones that can, and for ones that don't have any idea what's coming, okay, say if you get approved and you're on board, say with, I'm just tossing this out there, Illinois Connect Insurance, okay? And you don't have any money coming in. So you have no copay, no nothing. If you need transportation to and from an appointment, they will provide that for you. What they're not telling you is once you are accepted onto the plan, okay, now here comes the big joke. Okay, say if you're Hispanic and all of a sudden you say this is the person you want for a doctor, okay? No. You're not going to have a white doctor. You're not going to have an African-American doctor. You're going to have a Hispanic doctor. So here comes the race card. Now, pay attention, because here comes the kick in the ass. Now, everybody's going to get comfy feeling, okay, this is affordable for the ones that can afford it. And for the ones that don't have any money and they get on it, okay, here comes the kick right at the end. Now you're going to be dropped. And people aren't understanding this is what's coming with a lot of people. They're going to be dropped. because that's Obama's plan. He wants everybody to be cozy at night thinking we're all going to have insurance for the ones that don't have insurance, okay? And then once he makes you feel comfortable, so many people are going to have it taken right away from him.
Yeah. I just got, somebody just sent me that a Russia mocks Obama and gives Snowden a tech job.
Yeah, that's what it was. Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're keeping him safe. Otherwise, he'd be dead. Just because, why? He said what was taking place.
Well, it's just like, you know, the banks were told today to hold on to money for a 30-day drought.
Right. Oh, and make sure that you have enough food in your home for longer than 4 to 5 days. Because once the martial law comes into effect, how many, at least 20-30% of people are going to starve to death. They're not going to have enough food. They're not going to have enough of anything. And this is all the plan. This is, we're going to use Eunice's words. The government is going to supply an enema in regards to, well, if this takes place, guess what? People die. We still have people here left.
What do you think of that?
Meaning the sheep.
I don't know what to think on this one. I'm listening to Nora, and I have my own views on the situation, and sometimes when I don't know what to think, I just sit and I listen some more, you know, because that's the only thing I can do, because I don't want to sound like an idiot and a fool without thoroughly understanding a subject at hand, if that makes any sense.
Well, it's like, right, you know, the Department of Homeland Security is preparing for war.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, well, that's been going
inside
on.
Inside the U.S. Inside
the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, that's nothing new to anybody that's got any, you know, a little bit of common sense.
No, but if more people took more awareness in other countries and their civil wars, meaning what takes place in other countries, okay, look at how long Greece has been in their turmoil, you know, but there's a plus side. If the euro ever crashed, their economy would actually pick up to a degree. But that's if the euro ever crashed. Now, I'm using Greece as an example because they've been at battle inside their own for quite some time, okay? So if you look up the politics and everything in regards to Greece, that's what's going to take place here. And the sad thing is there's people there that are starving, that don't have heat, same as here, you know? So and like Phil always says, what it takes place one place is going to happen over here, happen over there, and so on and so on. That chain is going to go. So it's coming. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if you are a sheep or if you are not a sheep. Everyone's going to be hit, period. You know, they want everybody to get these shots. For what?
Well, you know, police.
I haven't
had
a flu shot in 18 years. I have not had the flu.
You know, well, it's just like the police, they're partnering with Facebook to run a protest organization.
Yeah.
You know, and the military drones, the U.S. military, they challenged a bunch of college students in Texas with the offer of $1,000. In which they hijacked a U.S. military drone in the midair.
Yeah. That's okay. I have photos of two of them on my phone. Up in the air.
Well,
not
I do
far
too.
From my house.
Not too long
like,
ago, out in front of...
What are they doing there? They're
we
doing
had one
what
out
they're supposed to do.
We had one out in front of Bill's for like 45 minutes filming us.
And for what? Who cares?
Bill told him straight out, if I knew you guys were going to do that, he gave me all the money. I would have left town.
I said it's nuts. It is. You know, I mean, people think it's a joke. There are some people in different countries that are just realizing that our government has tapped into their stuff, okay? And they're getting appalled by it. It's like, are you kidding me? Do you know what they do here? It's not just phone. It's not just through emails. It's not through, you know, drones. You know, it's everything. It's brand new appliances. How many tracking devices are on a brand new vehicle? And where are they located at? You know what I'm saying? You know, I stick with old appliances. You know why? Because they don't have that new feature of being tracked in your own house. Why?
Well,
I mean, let's get real here. If someone, and now this was confirmed to me by someone I had come and work at my home, and I wanted to, like, just go crazy. You know, okay, say if you're alone in the house and you decide you're going to rub one off. Well, hello, wake up, America, they do it. Anybody that says they don't, they're freaking lying. Okay, but now here comes into the new electronic age. Guess what? They know what you're doing.
They all know what we're doing. They know what we're doing right now, talking about this.
Exactly. You know, I had an issue with my cable, okay? So I had a dude come out. And this is actual what took place, okay? He had no problem telling me, you have no idea what I hear every day. I can go home and put in a code and take your whole stuff out. I know what you're doing. What? Now, this is a cable company. This isn't the government.
No. So I tell you, put a piece of tape over that.
Yeah, over the eye.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, what
cable guy
said,
told you that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So understand this. How many times has it been said on the show? Or how many times, not even on the show, have you informed people? Watch what you're doing.
Yeah. You know, anarchy doesn't
does
mean chaos.
Does anybody listen? No.
Because anarchy doesn't mean chaos or disorder. It means freedom from an oppressive, centralized authority with the monopoly of force.
Exactly.
Enough said.
Yep. Like I said, you know, I mean, nobody wants to wake up and realize it, but when you have an employee of a company tell you exactly what they can do, exactly what they hear, how creepy is that?
Mm-hmm.
Not like I'm hiding anything. I care less. But the point being, you've never heard an employee of any company stating that directly to your face.
You
and then when
that.
It is directed, it's like, I know.
Yeah.
I said, but guess what? There's someone that trumps you. And he's like, well, who's that? I said, Homeland Security. Hello.
Yeah. What do you think, Stacey?
Hey. It's the same shit, different day. Maybe just under a different title. Because really, they do a dance around all these fancy terms, but at the end of the day, it boils down to it's the same shit.
Yeah.
And it's never going to stop, and it's never going to end. And maybe we should just start addressing the facts of preparation and build some of these underground things. I mean, seriously, because I see the country going in a bad direction all the way around. And I mean, just the biker world is just the tip of the iceberg. There's just so much more wrong happening, and I at this point I don't see it turning around. I'm not, you know, optimistic about that. I'm just being more real about it than anything else. But I don't know, this country's taken a beating in the last 10 years, and financially it's put us in the ruin. And between the countries that look at us and laugh and think we're weak because our government can't even fucking make a choice decision that, you know, whether insurance is good, bad, or indifferent, or whatever the fuck they're all arguing about, they can't get it together to make common rules to guide this country, so we look like a bunch of fucking idiots.
Well, yeah,
and,
yeah, I agree.
And with the financial struggle between the war and the fact of several different other things, I don't see a bounce back. I realistically am looking at 10 years on down the road, and it's gonna work like this. You're either gonna have a fantastic fucking job or you ain't gonna have shit. Because they just, you know, the 40-hour, you know, you used to be 40 hours was considered full-time, and now some places have dropped that down to 32. And you go, you work 32 hours plus take your insurance out, that ain't leaving you shit for pay. And a lot of folks are working on those type of income guidelines.
To pay your benefits.
And yeah, but it shit is not going to turn around. It's not. And I blame a lot of the rich people, too, because nothing against them, but the people who owned the businesses that produce stuff right here in this country sold out. They sold out. They packed up shop and went overseas.
But yet
they're going to bitch when people want to put money in other areas. They're all wrong, every last fucking one of them, and they all need to be friggin' voted right out of their little seat sitting in Congress. That's what they need to do. They need to, the people of this country need to make a clean sweep and get every single one of them motherfuckers home permanently.
Yeah, I agree.
If you could rid the world of one thing, what would it be?
If I could what?
If you could rid the world of one thing, what would it be?
Government.
Well, I agreed on that.
No, I firmly believe that we could live without any form of government if everybody kept their wits about themselves. But, you know, of course, you always have a few bad apples and things would have to be dealt with, but, you know, I'm one of them people with, you got a bad apple, you throw it away. Makes for more peaceful society, you know? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is, the wrong answer, but I know, like, government, they ain't going to change, so they ain't part of my equation, you know?
Oil that door, will you?
You know, I did, and I'm sorry, but when it gets cold, you know, we went from 65 to, I don't know, it's in the 40s now. crazy.
I don't want to hear it. We've been freezing for the past 2 weeks.
Well, so were we until today. It was 65 degrees. It was a beautiful temperature day, but it rained, and there's like a swamp pond going on the ground, you know, and because of all the damn rain we've had since last night.
Yeah, my daughter's
traveling. I have to smoke someplace, so I'm outside.
My daughter's traveling in that shit tomorrow. We got mad rain on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, because it's coming from here out, straight out to you.
Yeah. I sent it all your way.
Yep, and she's going to be driving from Buffalo down here. She's got a nice 10-hour drive away ahead of her.
Yeah, but we still have a lot of family time, which is going to be awesome.
No, because she's leaving Sunday. Over Thanksgiving, she'll be here for a while.
Right. But I just mean you'll have good quality time, you know, for a time that she'll be here.
Where is, has anybody heard from Eunice?
No.
Yesterday. Actually, Tuesday.
Was she on the show yesterday?
No, Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah, she was on the show this Tuesday.
All right, so she's okay and doing okay then.
Yeah. So how did, not trying to change the subject, how did last night's show go? Did it go well, or were you having a lot of problems with the connection?
Action. They were jacking us up.
Ugh.
No, but no one said anything about the 31 U.S. troops who were killed in Afghanistan yesterday. I bet no one cares enough.
They don't talk about that. You know better.
You know, I got every ship I'm on or sea, you got the flag at half-mast. Out of respect.
Right, but what I'm saying is, they don't talk about that. Where the hell do you hear that? Honestly, and I'm not being a jerk about it. You hear about it because of where you work, okay? But for the rest of everybody else, you don't hear it on the news. You're not hearing it on a talk show. You're not hearing it anywhere. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're hearing it here.
I hear about a few things because of my daughter and her friends. But the stuff, you know, that I've heard and different things like that, it's not on the news. You'll never see it on the news. They're not going to show the people because they'd rather make you think that war is this glorified thing and have you not know the casualties and the destruction and the billions of dollars, you know, that it just sucks out of
causes. Yeah. You know, there's a reaction to everything that takes place, you know, and there's a repercussion on everything that takes place. And everybody wants to ignore that fact, and they're not understanding or realizing, hey, you know, what happened to these men and women? Where are they? Why aren't we, who is standing up to say, what's going on? And for the ones that are, guess what? They're getting slapped right back. It's none of your business. And what I meant, so, yeah, things are talked about on this show, but, like, here, you know, for, like, the all-day, all-night news, you know, radio channel, you're not hearing it on there. And I haven't seen it on the news. So the only way I know is being on the show here or talking to someone that, you know, has friends still in the military, which isn't much.
My daughter's, he's like her brother. He's getting deployed again in January. That'll be his second time over there. So,
that's
you
not
know,
easy.
Well, remember, the troops are coming home, so why is he being deployed?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
They were supposed to be home how long ago? Remember? They're all coming home. by X amount of time frame. Every one of them. Okay, why are they still out there? For what?
I don't believe.
Combined.
I don't believe that anymore.
No.
I believe that they're going to land up in a bad situation over there because the people are on edge over there. They don't know who they can trust, who they can believe, whether it be the Americans,
the British, or whoever.
And the people helping out with that war, or their own people in their own government. And what's going to happen is when you become completely panic-stricken, when there's no more water to drink and there's no more food and children begin starving, let me tell you something. Everybody's going to jump on the enemy's bandwagon, and then they're going to jump on us.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of people over there. You know, you're looking at a lot of countries, a lot of ties. You know, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. But I don't see anything good coming out of it. Yeah, over there for any extended period of time. If you're going to pull them troops back, then you need to do it. You need to pick up the phone or pick up the computer, whatever it is he does, and he get the troops home. It's called leave.
Right.
That's,
get out.
You know, and I think that, you know, getting Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein and, you know, they go together with Hitler and Stalin and, for that matter, fucking Jim Jones and Charles Manson.
Right.
They're all nuts, you know, pretty much. I could talk for hours about this shit, but I get myself tired.
I know.
Honestly.
But just remember,
I just don't.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say again, it's never going to stop, and it's going to continue to get worse, you know?
Right.
I mean, I kind of look at the war over there now as something that I'm going to die, and it's still going to be going on, you know? 25, 30 years from now when it's, you know, when it's my time to go, and I'm old and I'm gray, that war is still going to be going on. You know, we still feel the effects now of the damage with Vietnam. You know, Korea too. And Korea they're still motherfuckers, you know.
But look at how those gentlemen were treated just to go to the frickin' memorial site. That was appalling. That was appalling. For the ones that are still alive.
Well, what's appalling now is that, you know, every day on TV we don't know the numbers of how many soldiers are dying.
No, it's not like it was during Vietnam. Vietnam, they informed every day.
Yeah, but I know there's a lot of hate on the Muslim community and stuff, but you know what? I'm sure, as well as anywhere else, there are innocent people. You know, that are in the crossfire of all this mess and have lost three quarters of their family and have no more home to live in, et cetera, et cetera. And to restore order, one must have the ability to be humble and to come down off their high horse. And as long as it's a battle of wits over there, you're never going to see, you know, order take place again. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
That whole area is just, you know, my view on it is nuke it, fry it, but then, you know, the repercussions of that too, because we're never going to correct it. And the problem is that there's always going to be people in a higher political space that are going to say, we need to be over there, we need to correct this, and we need to do that. And, you know, and this is just the way it's going to be. And then if it's not our own people saying that, we'll get the pressure from the country itself. Well, you came in and you destroyed our cities and you took away our economy and we no longer have a police force. And then in return, of course, we have to give.
Right.
We just need to leave that whole Middle Eastern section the fuck alone. Concentrate on our own business, getting businesses back into this country, getting our people to feel good about themselves again, give them a reason to strive for the 40-hour work week, and, you know, fuck all this overseas propaganda, pussy-whipped bullshit motherfucking business, seriously. It's pathetic. It really is. It's absolutely pathetic.
Oh, I know. And, you know, the whole thing is, and this is what I look at, in the Middle East, they've been fighting their own domestic wars for how many centuries?
Our own country was founded on the separation of church and state, and I thoroughly agree with that because you are not going to win in any type of political battlefield, any type of war battlefield, any type of anything when you mix religion and politics. It does not mix. It's two separate entities. It's two separate worlds. It's two separate everythings. And when you combine that the two together, you get a toxic brew. Christ.
Right.
We're allies with Israel, but there's another country right there that mixes politics with religion and stuff. And not to knock anybody, because that's not what I'm trying to do at all, but I'm distinctly trying to point out the problem countries are the ones that mix the religion and the politics, you know, and it just,
right.
you can't have it. And why even try? Why even bother? Why? You know,
right.
If we've got these top-notch, you know, Navy SEALs and Green Berets and this, that, and the other who went in and got some of the bad guys, and you know what? You can keep those people, you know, with a paycheck. If we see anybody else that, you know, feels it would do some serious damage, well, we could send one of them little teams in again and get the job done. Why all the destruction? You know,
right.
Don't
you think it's ironic that the SEAL team that went in and got him got shot down 2 weeks later? Don't you think it ironic that one of the guys who was on that team was killed in his own hometown 6 months later?
Dude, it's all dirty politics. That's my point. You know, as long as everybody's still over there, nothing's going to change.
I got a guy right here. The government doesn't want you to know. Check this out. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 17th day of October, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the General.
And we've had this guy on our show.
On Moore's show. But one of my private sources, if I mention his name, you would know it. He has not given me permission to use his name. He told me the following last night in a telephone conversation that in the last week there were three Russian men, Caucasian Russians, in a bar back east. They were speaking in their native tongue, Russian, and nearby, close enough to overhear them, was a Native American who could understand the Russian language, listening. And, of course, the Russians thought they were speaking anonymously, or I should say privately, not anonymously, privately. And they were drinking and having a good time and laughing and making fun of the dumb Americans, the stupid dumb Americans. And they were also saying how on November 7th, they would find out exactly how dumb these Americans will all find out exactly how dumb they were without saying what would happen November 7th. So that's the story. For whatever it's worth, ladies and gentlemen, just put it in the mix and do with it as you will. I doubt there's going to be any follow-up on that particular story. A couple of excellent people working with me to help me do marketing, to market my services as a public speaker. If you would like to join our team, you're certainly welcome to check out the details at my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show. Tonight is the meetup at the Benton Square Restaurant, tonight being Thursday the 17th. Dinner in the public dining area at 6 p.m. Meeting at no charge at 7 p.m. in the upstairs private dining room at the Benton Square Restaurant, Rolla, Missouri. The topic will be preparedness. Mr. Dwayne Goodrich and Mr. Dan Sutterfield will be leading the discussion. It will be a great evening, and hopefully some of you can make it there. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Reverend Tim Spencer. Reverend Spencer is a husband, father, grandfather, rancher, veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John.
Sir, we were talking yesterday, and you have a...
This guy's got a lot of good sources. I use some of the same sources.
A new service you're going to be offering. In fact, I'm one of your first customers, I believe, and that would be website hosting. Tell us just briefly about your website hosting service that you offer.
What we do, we offer full-service hosting. We decided that there is a little niche market for people like that are like you and me that don't have huge sites and but still have to pay huge prices. So my daughter and I opened up a server, and depending on how much space and all you need, anywhere from $60 a year to $210 a year, you can have your site hosted.
All right. Well, that sounds like something people should be looking into, and I encourage them to do that. How would a person contact you, Tim, if they wanted to look into this?
The best way to do it is to go through the website, agrihost.us, agrihost.us.
Okay. If you would, please, if you haven't done it, I want you to put a link on my links page so people can get there a bit easier.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Okay, please do that. Tim, we were talking last night privately about how it appears the Republicans have sold out and walked away from their stated goals to not engage in funding this government until the Obamacare was itself done away with in terms of funding, which, of course, would do away with Obamacare.
Right.
What is your take on what's going on there, sir?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think that this whole Democrat-Republican thing is a big charade. I think that whatever happens is pre-planned. The debt ceiling was a fantasy anyway. In reality, the Fed could have kept going for almost a month with the money they had on hand. They just couldn't get any more debt. But there wouldn't have been a default unless they wanted you to default. To me, the whole thing was just a charade, something to take our mind off of other things going on.
Well, it reminds me of a statement by Governor George Wallace from Alabama, who said, I think about 40-something years ago, not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties.
Well, I think he was right.
Absolutely, he was. Well, we do have a five-minute update here from our friend Thomas from the People's Republic of Nicaragua. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Real good, sir. I'm just kind of curious, what time zone are you in there, sir?
We're 2 hours behind. It would be the equivalent, I guess, of Rocky Mountain time.
Okay.
But they don't do the spring forward, fall back thing. So I think the first Sunday in November, you guys fall back, right?
Right, right.
Saturday night to Sunday, then we will only be an hour behind. I'm from the East Coast, so you know, I have to always think of those terms, but
well, I guess
that would be then on par with you.
Okay. Tell us, Thomas, the economy in the United States is a massive, massive topic right now. I assume you have some communication with American expatriates down there. What's being discussed among the American expatriates in Nicaragua? What concerns, if any, are they expressing to you?
Well, I talked to one yesterday, and he doesn't really want to talk about it. I actually walked in on a conversation between two guys, one's from Atlanta, one's from Chicago, one the guy from Atlanta's been here for, I don't know, about 15 years. The other one from Chicago's been here for about 8 or 9. And they were saying, you know, cash is king. And I said, well, you know, real money is gold and silver. And, you know, one turned to me and said, well, gold's at its lowest in 3 or 4 years, which is not true, but I'm not going to argue with, you know, people. And they really don't want to hear it. I mean, well, one of the guys, you know, he considers himself an anarchist, which, you know, philosophically I kind of look at myself.
Hold on. But we'll wrap up your report when we get back from the break here, Thomas. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back right after. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 16th, 17th. What is
Central Bank graduated income tax.
For years, asking a freeze-dry guy offered non-GM.
I'll tell her that she wants more information. She can feel free to call you, and you'll have a chat with her, too.
Be glad, more than glad to do that.
I got an email from my brother, John. He mentioned the energy cleaner again, and how glad he is that he took it to his deployed location.
Hey, cut him off. Cut him off.
Your thing, what you were just playing, they cut it off?
Cut it off.
Wow. I remember him being on the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what I'm gonna do then, because now they're jacking with the server. I just lost the screen. So, give me a minute, see if I get back. I can't get it back. Fuck. I'm just going to call it a night now. I can't get it back.
Ah, that's fucked up. All right. Everybody be good.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right. Bye.
Hey, wait. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Okay.
Say hello to, someone you were asking about earlier.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
It's Eunice.
It's Eunice.
How are you? I was just asking about you.
Where are you? I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. How's your health and everything? Everything's good?
Yeah, everything's good.
Oh, fantastic.
Getting ready to go on the cruise.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, when do you leave?
The 23rd. I've got a few more weeks.
Okay.
But I'm still packing. Still packing.
Now, how many men are you going to be picking up? How many men are you going to be trying to get dinner
well,
with?
Well, I'm going
to
sign them up, you know, one for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I got to get rid of them because I've got to get off the boat at 9 in the morning. So that's it.
Hey, Eunice, do me a favor. Walk into the other room where there's no TV.
Oh, let me shut it off. Hold on. Come on, get down there. Come on. How's that? Better?
Yeah.
Yep. Because I got muted.
Oh, you got muted? Oh.
Yeah,
no,
I'm in a quiet room. Yes, you did. It said muted and then unmuted.
I didn't mute you.
Oh, well, then they did.
So, Phil, did you get my message?
Yeah, I did. Did you get that number I sent you?
No, because I'll tell you why. My computer down here is all screwed up.
No, I sent it to your
2 days.
I sent it to your phone in a text.
Oh, in a text? I don't do text, but I'll check it out. How do you do text? Quiet
text
mom,
Morris.
I told you I was old. Oh, no, I'll have to call you after the program. Yeah, right. Let me tell you what's happened. Have you ever heard of Banker's Life?
No.
It's a insurance company that covers health care, long-term illness, you know, stuff like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's well known, you know, the Banker's Life is well known. I met with the area manager here in Florida,
uh-huh.
and he's going to get on board.
Okay.
I'm going to have him, if it's all right with you, have him call in next week. Okay.
I think you need to talk to Annie first, because she might want to be here. She might want to be here for that. That's the number I sent you.
Okay. You know, does Nora have her number?
Nope.
Because I hate to call you after the. How about if I call you after the show?
No, just call Annie.
No.
You can call Nora.
I don't have her. Huh?
She'll walk you through the texting.
Yeah, call me. I'll call you tomorrow, and I'll walk you through it.
Yeah,
well,
I want to
talk to Annie.
No, I know, but I will walk you through how to open up your text message so you can write down a number.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was just going to call Phil and have him give it to me, but that's all right because it's early.
He wants me to do it because he's a busy man.
I'd rather not do that here.
Yeah.
No, I don't want you to do it over the phone. I mean, over the program. But that's going to be something good because they're all over the country. So he's going to bring it to the attention of the others and see if they can get on board.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall during that conversation because I'm thinking he's looking at dollar signs for policies.
Nope.
Sure?
Nope. Has nothing to do with that. I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure. It has nothing in trying to get people to, you know, have him come and talk to them about insurance policies. I made that very clear. If you're going to get on board, you're getting on board for the vets, you know. And I made that very clear. And you know how I'm not that strong. You know that. Because I told him I'd take a 38, you know, to him, but, you know, that nobody in plain English fucks with me. When they say they're going to do one thing and they want to try to manipulate to do something else, it doesn't work because I told them I cut them off at the balls.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, but no, he's really interested in doing this, you know. So we'll see. I'm going to call him tomorrow. I mean, he called me today, and I told him that I really, really wanted to talk to you first before, you know, I bring him on. So.
Yeah, but do me a favor. Run it by Annie first. And then let me know.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
I'll do that. That will be
because
the,
I can't. Speak for her. I can't speak for her network.
Oh no, I know that. I know that.
Not yet, anyway.
You know. Pardon?
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. So, I had a meeting tonight with a few people that I think I told you they want me to sit on the Board of Prisons. You know. And I don't know if I'm going to do that. I don't know how much time that's going to take up on me, you know. And it could be what they want me to do is go to different prisons and talk to, you know, different wardens and stuff like that. So we'll just see. I don't think I'm going to be strong enough to fly to all these different places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll play it by ear. That's what I'll do. I'll play it by ear.
One day at a time.
That's right. That's right. So that's my woe. What's your woe, Stacey? What are you doing?
Nothing really. I'm waiting for my my daughter and my granddaughter to arrive tomorrow. I'm going to spend weekend with the girls, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Sitting waiting patiently.
Nara, what's up with you, hon?
Things took different days.
Talk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got a lot going on with the little one.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing good. He's doing good. The scar is almost gone.
Oh, great.
We're just amazed. I mean, I've never seen any of these kids where the scar is almost gone. They have these huge scars, and it's like they don't fade away. I don't know.
Well,
I don't get it. I keep
God's
saying,
on your side.
Just,
that's what it is.
Yeah. It's just the God's
God
blessing.
God is on your side. Yeah.
But he needs a lot of physical therapy. He's already back in therapy and stuff, so.
He'll make it. He's young
will.
Enough. They really come up quicker than, you know.
A lot of people give him credit, yeah.
Right, yeah, they do. Well, I think I told you we have a niece who has got Tourette's syndrome and is totally blind. And, you know, she went to Perkins School, that's in Boston, and she learned how to play the piano. Now, she can hear anything on the radio and then go to the piano and play it.
Wow.
I mean, it's totally, totally amazing. And, you know, with Tourette's syndrome, you know, they tend to swear and, you know, they go off sometimes, you know. So my husband Paul and I try to take her out at least a couple of times a year. And he used to say, let's sit in the corner. I said, no, we're not sitting in no corner, you know. So she would start, you know, you son of a bitch. And I'd look at her and I'd say, Katie. And she'd say, yeah, no more. Okay. You know, she was in our wedding. She's and that girl practiced. She was like 11 at the time, and she practiced. She had her father take her to church, so she could walk down that aisle by herself.
Right.
I mean, it was totally amazing, you know. And she did it. She did it. She walked down that aisle by herself, and she had that rocking motion. You know, where she'd go from one side to the other side and back to the other side, you know. But she did it, and she just loved being in the wedding, you know. And we loved having her in the wedding. So, but she is now 37 years old. I can't believe it. And she's out on her own. She's got her parents bought her a condo, and she has a woman. As a matter of fact, she's the assistant DA in Worcester that lives with her. Her husband and the woman live there with Katie. And, you know, but she's on her own, you know. She's on her own, and she doesn't allow her mother to do her shopping for her anymore, clothes shopping, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you know, they once they're there and they want to do it, they'll do it, you know. They really will.
Right.
So, but that's, you know, that's good. That's good stuff. So, I'm talking about good stuff once in a while, so.
Well, you want to hear some good stuff?
Yes.
Sure.
The first of this year. 2,705,669 people.
Wow.
And listen to you guys talk.
Wow, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. You know, it really is. So.
The other thing I got is, you guys want to hear the fastest 3 minutes in television?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
All right, here we go.
Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis? Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way. Well, Why is it
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
Hmm. You're saying
yes.
Let's talk about fine. So Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it any time he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime, column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yosemite?
Yeah.
Hey, you're not done yet.
Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chests. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured disease, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. To be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
Done.
That's true.
Well,
yep.
That's true. The silence, you know, while you think about it, it's very scary. Very scary.
True.
Not to have the, you know, how many young people do you think would sign up to protect this country?
Not anymore.
That's right.
They've done it, you know, for years.
Still,
they can't get a job.
Well, because they don't even respect themselves. How are they going to go out and respect and protect us? You know, they protect themselves. That's it, you know. They want everything now, and they don't want to have to work for it. It's a sad case. We've got a small, small, small percentage that has knowledge and respect for themselves, and they would go out and protect this country. But that's a small minority. Majority of them, they don't give one shit. Because they're tougher than anybody. You know, people always forget that there's always someone that can replace you. No matter what you do in your lifetime, there's always someone that is smarter than you, someone that is younger than you, you know. It's even though you think you're the greatest thing that walked down the pike, you know, it took me a long time to realize that, you know. Shame on me. But I love this country, you know, and I think that's why I fight for the, you know, the littlest things that can be fought, you know. And I think other people should stop fighting, too. But it's the way they're brought up. Children are brought up to believe that they're the number one. And they believe it to the fact, like, well, you're going to take care of me. I mean, you've got college graduates that are moving back home because they can't find jobs. And even if they did, they wouldn't know how to maintain a lifestyle away from home because parents have made it too easy for them.
Yeah, here's another guy that's got something to say.
But there's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. But you have to be asleep to believe it.
Yep.
Said that a long time ago. We turned all our power over to the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because they own everything. You know?
That
I mean, you figure you can't take a piss without an insurance company. You know?
Yeah. The last time I was there, when I walked in, they handed me a cup to piss in after they took my deductible.
That's nuts.
Yep. As well as they gave me some pills and I had to show them my driver's license.
My God.
Yeah, I had to show them my driver's license for the pills.
Well, any kind of narcotics now, you have to, they make you bring them in the prescription. At one time, your doctors could get on the phone and say, I want her to have X amount of pills of this, but now no longer that. You have to bring a prescription in to get it filled. And then you have to show your license and the whole nine yards to get them.
Why? Because you show them you give them your card when you walk up to the counter at the pharmacy.
Right.
My pharmacy. Give them my insurance card, their company. I already know who I am, so why do I have to show them my driver's license?
Because your pitch is not on your insurance card.
I've been going to the same pharmacy for 22 years.
I know it, Phil, but, you know, that's the way of the world because anybody
can steal
your card.
Wait, it's just like when I go online and order my prescriptions. Okay? Out of the ones that I take, some of them, I'm told as soon as I click on the refill it, I'm told that I need to let the doctor, the pharmacy has to contact the doctor to give me that prescription. But yet they've been giving me that prescription for the last 15 years. I don't understand it. Does that justify the rates I'm paying $223 a month for full coverage. And that time I got hit on my bike cost him almost $538,000. I was in the hospital for 4 days. It was $538,000. So I think I'm on the good end of that one. Because all I had to pay when I walked out of there was $150. No, actually $100. They raised it to $150 the year after.
Well, they've done, you know what they've done to my health insurance now? That if you go in the hospital, you've got to pay $200 a day for 5 days before your insurance will pick up anything.
Why is
that?
That's
$1,000. It's a new thing that they come up with. Where does everybody get $1,000? You know? But it's a new thing that the insurance company's got now. You're going to pay $200 a day for 5 days, and then they'll pick up after that.
Part of your Obamacare?
No, I'm not Obamacare.
Well, I got news for you. Are you on Medicare?
Medicare, and I have a HMO.
In a supplement?
Yeah, that's it,
yeah.
HMO.
Yeah, you're on Obamacare.
Well,
insurance company in the United States is hooked up with Obamacare. Anybody tells you anything different, they're lying to you.
You know, Bill, we can, you know, afford it, not all the time. I mean, I had to take Lasix. That's an injection.
Uh-huh.
It cost us $1,700 because I was out of my donut. Wow. $1,700, and I have to have these shots. So you know what I tell my doctor? Don't ever say that I got to take them again because I'm not going to take them. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not taking them.
Wow.
That's a supplement for when you have, I take Coumadin, and I take that every day. But that's something you have to take when you're very sick, you know, and can't control the Coumadin. And when you're sick, you really can't control a lot of things, you know. My sugar's way off, my, you know, my cholesterol is off. Whole nine yards when you're sick. So you have to take these shots to kind of control it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't do it again. I already told my husband I'm not doing it. $1,700 for 20 needles? I don't think so. You figure out how much one of them each costs. Less than $95 a shot, I guess it is, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to the people that can't? Up in Massachusetts. You still there, Stace?
No, Stace left.
Oh, she left. Yeah,
something happened to her phone.
No. Up in Massachusetts, they have what they call Mass Health. Now, this is for people that can't afford insurance, okay? They don't have to pay anything for their prescriptions. They don't have to pay when they go in the hospital. They don't have to pay for anything. And I know there's people that really need that, but I also know of people that totally abuse it, which is sad. Very sad.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, I have it in my family, you know? So it's not something coming from somebody else's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what do you do? Nothing you can do.
Nope.
And they get better care than we do.
Yep. They do.
Yeah, they most certainly do. You know, they can just go in and say, well, I'm going to commit suicide, and boom. You know?
Yeah.
So,
and
like I say, I know. I know.
Well, I'm gonna have to say goodnight.
Okay. Good night.
Oh, real quick. Did Bill get his thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's had
you
so
like
much
it?
On his Yeah, he did,
oh,
but he's got something else going
I
on
know.
Now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Give him my love, okay?
Yeah.
Cool.
Please.
My prayers. And I'll pray for him.
All right.
Okay.
Take it easy,
you guys
Phil.
Have a good night. Tomorrow,
yeah.
Eunice, I'll call you.
How about if I call you as soon as you hang up, Nora?
That's fine. Okay.
All right. Good night,
Larry. Talk to you later.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.